This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, August 14th. God's word to you today is supernatural provision. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew 17, verse 27, and it says, "However, we don't want to offend them, so go down to the lake and throw in a line. Open the mouth of the first fish you catch, and you will find a large silver coin. Take it and pay the tax for both of us." Have you ever experienced supernatural provision? Yes, God wants us to work, to invest, and God wants us to save. We have done several teachings on God's heart for work and for our finances. Earn some, save some, invest some, spend less, no loss, give more, and faith it. Yes, God wants us to be responsible, to generate an income, to sustain our life income, and to multiply our streams of income. However, there comes a time in every life where you need divine intervention, when you need a miracle. God has made it clear that this is going to happen and he will come through for us. Please read John 6 verses 1 to 15. John 6 verse 1 says, "After this, Jesus crossed over to the far side of the Sea of Galilee, also known as the Sea of Tiberias." This is so important because John was writing to the people in Ephesus, and they knew this sea as the Sea of Tiberias, not the Sea of Galilee. It is so important that as people, we speak the language that our community understands. Otherwise, they will see Christians as strange. Jesus had just finished healing the man that was lame for 38 years, and he crossed the Sea of Galilee to have some time away with his disciples. But the Bible said that the people followed him. When Jesus was crossing the Sea of Galilee, thousands of people were going across Jordan following Jesus. Jesus obviously got to Galilee first and sat down with his disciples. But as he lifted his eyes, he saw 5,000 people approaching, and the story kicks off from there. This miracle is recorded as the feeding of 5,000 men, not counting women and children. If there are 5,000 men, we can expect that there will be between 7 and 10,000 women and between 2 and 3,000 children. There were about 15 to 20,000 people coming to Jesus. There are many different miracles distributed across the four Gospels, but the feeding of the 5,000 men was the only one recorded by all four Gospels, and this is so significant. This miracle is recorded in Matthew 14 verses 13 to 21, Mark 6 verses 30 to 44, Luke 9 verses 10 to 17, and John 6 verses 1 to 15. Please read all the different accounts. You'll be amazed at the peculiarities of these writers and what they focused on. For instance, John did not talk about Jesus distributing the bread to the 12 and then the 12 distributing it to the people. John skipped that because of what he was focusing on. Matthew detailed how Jesus broke the bread and distributed to the 12, but Matthew did not state that Jesus did this for the bread and then the fish. Matthew reported it as though Jesus did both together, but John said he distributed the bread first, then the fish. The purpose of Bible study is for you to get into the Word of God yourself. Let us pray. Father, I ask that according to your Word, please supply all my needs according to your riches and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.